Milwaukee's 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the program. Our pal, actually, if we were in the military, I'd say you outrank us now, Mike. You're on WGN. You're on WGN in Chicago.
You guys are the generals.
WGN Chicago. Mike Toomey. Good morning, Mike.
Good. Have you ever met a general?
Have
I?
We met an ad.
I'm gonna let you handle this one, Brian. Yeah.
We got taken out onto a Navy ship and rowed ashore on this landing craft.
Yeah.
Once.
Yeah.
I don't think that guy was an admiral. I think he was a captain.
That is pretty cool.
In the Navy. That's up there, though.
Was it General Mills? Was it that?
Mike, we're trying to be serious. Come on.
Do your Captain Crunch voice and get it over with.
Well, General Mills is here, boys. Hey, I have a complete breakfast.
You're gonna be in Racine on Friday night. It's your Christmas show, and that's become kind of a tradition now.
Really, the Saturday after Thanksgiving. Can I just say one general thing before we get to that?
Of course.
I want to make one general comment.
Yeah,
sure.
I met this guy who's a general, and there was a bunch of people around, and they said, like, already, it's like, wow, this guy's a general. And then this one guy goes, how many stars are you? And he holds up one finger, and all of a sudden, it's not that cool anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Really? I mean,
like, it's so weird that, like, now he's like, well, I'm a general, but I'm the lowest star of general.
it's still up there.
I know, but, like, don't even ask him, because now, if he says one, then it's like, ah.
But, Mike, in the world of generals, when you get, what is it, 5, 4? What's the top general?
I think it's 5.
5. 5-star general?
Well, called he's General like of one, the Army.
Okay, all right. But once you've received 5 stars, Mike, there's no more room for advancement. That's it.
Well,
he's
actually,
moving up. But it was just funny because that's like as high as you can go. And then, like, when they said how many stars are you, he just held up one finger like, nah.
Like I think there's a 10-star rank.
Actually. Whoa!
What do you have to do? That's called General of the Armies, and I think that they voted that to George Washington.
10 stars is a general that's super hot.
And that was posthumous. Yeah. No one ever really used that. Super hot. Yeah.
I'm glad we don't give them tomatoes. I'm glad it's stars.
Stars,
like,
yeah.
Like rotten tomatoes. Right,
what if the national emblem were a pine cone?
Right.
He's super good at being a general.
Yeah.
The best at being a general. Hey, I know you got the show coming up on Saturday, but this is kind of a busy weekend with Thanksgiving coming up on Thursday, and then you probably do some Black Friday shopping, right?
No, I really don't. I called a couple of the stores, and I said, all that stuff that you're selling that people will break in at 3 o'clock and bust your door, will you still have that stuff the next day? And they said yes.
Well, a lot of stores now are opening at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Thanksgiving, and they're open till midnight, then they close for a couple hours, and they're back open at like 3 or 4 in the morning.
I think it's fun. I think it's, even if you don't want to buy anything, I think it's fun to do that.
I used to go stand in line 3 o'clock in the morning outside of a Target to get an Xbox for, you know, a couple of bucks off, and they were always in the back of the store, and I refused to be a guy who would run through the store to get anything. I just wasn't going to do that.
Race to the department. Plus, when we were kids, but like, there's no way if you told your parents you wanted to stay up so you could get a Coleco head-to-head football. Like, yeah.
Is that the one that had sound effects? It like chirped?
Yeah.
Coleco?
You move the blip up and down, and then you move it across to get it to the end zone.
Yeah, that was Coleco, I think, wasn't it?
Fantastic.
Greatest Christmas gift you ever got, Mike?
Well, one year I got, but here's the thing about it. I got it. I knew about it before I got it. I inadvertently stumbled upon it.
Really? What were you doing?
Okay.
Looking for your dad's skin magazines?
No, we used to do this thing where we would play hide and seek with the dog, and like somebody would hold
the dog. Wait a
minute.
Hold on. With the dog?
Correct. One of us would hold the dog, and then the other one would go run and hide. And then we'd call the dog, and they'd let go, and the dog would start running through every room looking for it. Okay.
So, what, did it sniff you out, or just look for you?
she would always find it. So I ran into my parents' room, and I got in the closet, and I'm, like, backing up against the clothes, like, hiding on the dog. And I look to the right, and I'm like, oh, my God.
There it is.
The, you know, the hockey, the tabletop hockey game where you pull the sticks out and twirl the players around?
Yeah.
Stanley Cup hockey.
Yeah.
And I saw
That's a good one.
This was like 3 weeks before Christmas, so I had to that was the best present. But I was like suffering for 3 weeks just wanting to play this game. We couldn't do it because, you know, it wasn't Christmas.
So you're just filling time with what, checkers, Stratego,
Chinese checkers, sure. Well,
knowing that life was going to get so much better on Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah, because I had the travel Chinese checkers / checkers that was about like six square inches. You're supposed to play it in the car.
Well, let's get back to the dog here. Did the dog find you in the closet?
She always found us. Okay. No matter where we went, she'd run one room to the next, and then she'd find you, and she'd start barking at you.
What was your dog? What was that dog's name?
Her name was Shannon. She was a miniature Schnauzer.
Family dog, or was it your dad's dog or your mom's dog?
It was ours. We got her when I was in kindergarten.
Who had to clean up the poop?
Whoever saw it, so I never saw it.
Nope. Don't see anything here.
Like, Dorothy says, everybody walks by the big pile of crap. How do you not see that? I didn't see it. I just wasn't there.
I'm reading a book.
There
what
is.
What are you talking about?
There like is. Where?
None of my senses are picking up on this. It's funny.
I was kind of distracted this morning. I was a little busy. I did not notice the pile of crap right in front of my door.
Well, you've got a lot going on, no doubt, Mike. And there are gifts that are awarded to, or awarded, is that the right word?
Yes, they are awarded.
At the show, they're awarded.
For just being good audience members.
Right. There's a little bit of participation when you get a gift. And then the best part is opening it in front of the whole room, knowing that everybody wants to get a shot at what's under that Christmas tree.
Right, and you don't know what's in that package, but you know it's going to be something great.
And we should point out, too, that Christmas tree is at Route 20 in Racine Saturday night for we'll call it your annual Christmas show.
Yes, it's Route20.com, and by route I mean RTE, the abbreviation. So it's RTE number 20.com.
Now, a lot of times people appear on this show because they're trying to sell tickets, but I'm guessing there's like maybe, what, 3 tickets left for the show, max?
I know we're selling well, but last I'd heard there were still some tickets available, so please don't assume that we're sold out and not call, because I'm pretty sure there's seats available.
What's that number?
It is 262-898-7900. Operators are standing by.
Okay, the number again?
The number again is 262-898-7900.
All right. So who's with you this year? There's you.
I have a great cast of characters. I mentioned to you before that Tim Cavanaugh will be there. And Tim is huge, like really, really funny guitar player, comedian, tons of hits, novelty songs on Dr. Demento, just brilliant comedian.
And I
you guys have a large musical contingent in the show.
You like the music.
A lot of music.
You like the music.
I do like it. It's part of the holidays. I mean, everybody always kind of had that album or two that always played in your house when you were a kid. Do you remember what yours was, each of you?
Yeah, you know what ours was? Wayne Newton. I can still see, no, I'm serious. I can still see him on the cover. He's like sitting on, he's like perched on a stool, and there's a Christmas tree behind him. He's got a Christmas sweater on, I think. Or maybe it's a
wither of shade.
Right. That's it. That was the one.
No place to go. That one?
Yeah, we had my mom played that.
Christmas with the Boston Pops playing a lot.
We had the Ray Conniff Singers.
Yeah.
We had those on 8-track because my parents were members of the Columbia Music Club.
Yeah.
And the 8-tracks that were sent were always the songs that were popular on the radio, but they weren't those songs. They were done by some Ray Conniff or Peter Nero or
always the worst.
Oh, it just sucked.
The Ray Conniff album, I don't know if you remember it, the cover was like the group of the Ray Conniff Singers all wearing like Santa Claus outfits. And there was like a woman, like a young lady in the Ray Conniff Singers in the front, and she had like a Santa skirt kind of short. And I got to be honest,
they were always a little racy.
Yeah.
Like they always had some really hot woman.
7-8-year-old kid. I'm like, what's going on here?
And if it weren't for Ray Conniff, there would be no such thing as radio commercials, you know, because there was always a Ray Conniff album in a production studio somewhere that you just backed up whatever read you had to do.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
And we also had Dean Martin, by the way. So Ray Conniff and Dean Martin.
We had a Dean Martin album, but it
was Christmas right there.
We had a Dean Martin album, but it was not a Christmas album. It was Everybody Loves Somebody Sometime.
Sure.
That was
when his television series was running.
Was his theme to it.
Yeah.
Right.
Everybody loves somebody. He did that one take, right? Dean Martin did that in one take, I think. I saw that.
He did everything in one take. They said that he hated rehearsing. When they talked him into doing the TV series, he said, okay, but no rehearsals.
Right, and I'm leaving at, you know, 6 right. or whatever it was. See ya.
So I think they had rehearsals with a stand-in, and then when the taping time came, then Dean showed up.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Yeah, everybody else would be at rehearsal but Dean, and then he just got to roll in there with a cocktail.
Well, everyone else had to know where to stand and what to do. But
He'd jump up on Kenny's piano. Remember that?
I do remember that.
Yeah, and just kind of sing away and riff for a while.
Yep.
All right, so any special guests coming to the show this year before we let you go?
Besides Tim Cavanaugh, we have Kevin McDougal, who is always there, helps me produce this show and does a great job. Comedian Tim Baker will also be our guy, who I've known for a lot of years. And Bob and Brian.
Wear your Christmas sweaters.
Bob and Brian. Wear your Christmas sweaters. You know what? I got a new one this year. I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Okay.
But it's fantastic.
Here's the deal. Bob and Brian will appear in your Christmas show, but they, too, are not coming to rehearsals. So
no, my kind of guys.
Kind of like Dino.
Might show up a little loaded, too.
You know, if you're going to copy somebody, why not copy the greats, right?
Do you know who else hated to rehearse?
Frank, right?
Jackie Sinatra. Gleason.
Oh.
And I'm convinced that that's where Hamana, 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 Hamana came from. Think about it like that.
Why?
And he's like, what am I supposed to say next? Hamana, Hamana, Hamana.
Forgot?
Yeah. Buying time to think of the line.
Well, he liked being in front of a live audience.
That's for sure.
Yeah, well, come on. What did he say after every show?
The Miami Beach audience is the best audience in the world.
The best or the greatest? The greatest audience in the world. Yeah. So,
yeah, didn't show that way.
So, tickets are available where, Mike?
They are at route20.com, RTE20.com, or you can call 262-898-7900.
All right. Very good. All right, Michael. Oh, there's your theme. Wow.
There it is. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys.
All right.
All right, Mike.
Saturday night, Route 20 in Racine. We'll see you there, Michael.
Thanks, guys.